Welcome to Path to Peace with Todd Perlmutter. I'm your host, Todd Perlmutter. Our world is a projection of our collective consciousness. The more peace we bring into our lives, the more peace we bring into this world. So let the transformation begin. We all reach a certain age where we begin to notice that life becomes repetitive, that we feel stuck, we feel bored, and what once felt new and exciting and always different becomes monotonous. And so the question today is, how can we regain that childlike wonder, that sense of newness that every child and baby and animal experiences? And what are the things that are blocking us from feeling that wonder from the cosmos around us? And this is a topic I explore in great depth in my latest book, Aloneness to Oneness. And I think to help us find an answer to that question, we can really look to artists, because they have been trained to look and look closely at whatever they are observing. They are students of life, always studying. And there was an incredible impressionist painter, Claude Monet, who famously would paint the same scene over and over and over again, and from even the same angle with the same composition. Once would be a series of paintings of haystacks. Another time, he rented an apartment across the street from a cathedral, and he would just paint that cathedral every day. And most artists would find that to be repetitive and boring and monotonous, even for artists who are trained to look close. But Monet wasn't really painting the building. He was painting the light, the atmosphere, that space between him and the building. And so every painting looked very different. The colors might be pastel, or they might be bright oranges and reds because of the sunset, or sometimes they would look like stone, and sometimes they would look like melted candle wax. He was a master at capturing the essence of something, that life breathing from inanimate objects. And he could see the difference between every object from one moment to the next, because the sun is always moving through the sky. The moon is always creating an effect of light on its own. The atmosphere is constantly changing, and every moment of every day is different, not just because of the way things look, but because of our own ever-changing dynamic nature. The thoughts, the emotions, the mental state underneath each thought and emotion that creates a frame of reference, a frame of view that we have based on what we've just done, based on our belief systems, based on the morning we've had. Whenever we close our eyes, even though it may always be silent and dark when we close them, no two moments are the same. Our body is constantly feeling new sensations. We just tend to lose track of subtlety. We tend to tune out what makes everything different, new, and exciting. We exchange curiosity for certainty. We become cynical, and we stop looking at everything we do because we're certain that it's just like the million times before. And this attempt to save our mental energy by labeling everything we see, instead of truly seeing what we are experiencing, we are actually missing out on that most precious gift of life that we have, this ability to discover each new moment as it comes. But just as an artist trains to look deeply, every one of us is an artist. And I believe it was Picasso who said, "Every child is an artist. The problem is how to remain an artist once we grow up." And another way to say that is, how can we maintain that childlike wonder, curiosity, and awe into our adulthood? We would think that with our brilliant minds, we would figure this out. But what happens is we tend to chase peak experiences more and more as we grow up to regain that sense of wonder. So we'll hike a mountain at 3 a.m. to catch the sunrise because this is the greatest spot in the state and you have to do it at this time. Or we jump out of a plane over Dubai or whatever it is to force us to be present and to take us out of the ordinary. But what happens is, with these hyper-stimulating events, with hyper-stimulating entertainment, with hyper-stimulating foods, we actually dull our senses and the ability to notice the change of light or the way light beautifully reflects off a metal object on our desk. And we, instead of being appreciative and grateful for even the beauty of a little handmade cup or a plant on our desk, we're planning a vacation to where we can get out of the ordinary and escape. And so escape and hyperstimulation become our needs. We need to escape this moment. We need to drudge through the day to get to our relaxation. We need to drudge through the weeks and months to get to our vacation where we can finally be actually in a completely new surrounding and a new place where it's easy to feel that newness. And we all crave that. And we can experience every single moment like we are witnessing the aurora borealis, the northern lights. We can become just as present for that peak experience as we can be for our job that we've gone to for the 10,000th day in a row. We simply have to take our lessons from the artists, from the children, from the animals who have not been bored for one single moment their entire lives. None of us is less wise today than we were as babies and children. So we all have the ability to regain what we lost, whether it was through unfortunate circumstances, through school or bad teachers or adults who told us to get our head out of the clouds. And we can stay aware of our unawareness. when we are seeing labels and not people or things, we can come back and we can look a person in the eyes who we casually dismissed. Oftentimes we do this with a waiter when we're in a hurry, and we don't fully recognize the humanity in others. We don't fully take in their infinite nature. And we also forget our own infinite nature. Taking our cue from children, we can enjoy once again the littlest, tiniest of things, from an ant on the ground to the fluffy clouds in the sky. There are so many things happening all around us that we tune out, such as the sound of birds, the feel of water on our hands, the breeze on our face. The more we make a habit of noticing the little things and being grateful for the differences, not just what we think of as the same, but we start to really look and pay attention at the beauty that is all around us. It can be in a crumbling building. It doesn't have to be in what we consider traditionally beautiful sculptures and architecture. It is in every item, like that movie American Beauty, where the boy was mesmerized by a bag blowing in the wind. It may seem strange to say, but there is beauty and meaning in whatever we find to be beautiful and to bring our meaning to. And even in that film was art, and it let us see that in this beautiful film, a bag blowing in the wind was beautiful, and it created meaning for us, the viewer. In every single moment, there is ourselves with infinite depth, meaning, and layers to explore. There are usually other people around with their infinite layers, meaning, and depth to explore as well. And there is so much happening around us all the time to explore, to dive deep into. And the more we look and look closely, the more the subtleties and the vibrance and the colors start to pop, because we're no longer living in a black and white world that we're barely registering because we're so lost in our head, because we've determined that the present moment is unworthy of our attention. If we were working in a factory and our job was to do the same repetitive motion 10,000 times a day, we can do one of two things. Try to escape. Try to get ourselves to basically black out and mindlessly do this repetitive task, and we will inevitably hate every moment of it, wish we were somewhere else, resist that this was our job, and we would develop immense stress every single morning before going to work, every single moment during the day, because we can't escape, and this is reality. But if instead we give it our full attention, if we act as though we love it, if we give it the attention we would give to our child, and we made each single motion of our hands with care and presence, we would actually be able to find the newness in each moment. We would actually be truly out of our head instead of lost in it. And the day would actually fly by. Because when we are out of our thoughts, when we are out of our mind, no, that's not what I meant. When we are able to step outside of our thinking mind, that's better. Then time truly stops because we are giving our attention the same as we would the Northern Lights, our favorite video game or movie, where 10 hours feels like 10 minutes. Reality is the most captivating 3D VR experience we can have. There is always endless things to explore in the here and now. We have these miracle devices all around us, from our computers to our phones, that are simply mind-blowing, that we take for granted every single day. The roads we drive on, somebody paved those. The car we drive is a miracle that would make any king 1,000 years ago jealous. And there is no reason that just because we've driven 1,000,000 times, that they are ubiquitous, that we need to forget how incredible it is just to have a Toyota Corolla, which is a modern marvel. And so first and foremost, we need to be aware of that cynical voice, that voice that we know is rooted in ignorance because it has forgotten these fundamental truths, which are: to be alive is a miracle. To breathe is a blessing. And when our mind says that having a job which provides for myself and my family, or being able to start a new company and all of the struggle and risk that that involves, is not something to be grateful for when other people don't have those things and would kill for those things. And we simply notice those thoughts and we turn our attention back to the curious nature that we have deep inside, to that wonder that exists in everything. Thanks to science, we know that there is so much more than meets the eye than we even realize on a regular basis. The mystery of the universe is in every atom that makes up everything we see. If we fail to see the majesty in a paperweight, in a rock on our desk, in the pen that we hold to write, then we will only chase those things we don't have in hopes to get the thing we already do have, which is the miracle of life, the miracle of this present moment in all its infinite forms and wonder. A deer, a caterpillar, a bear, these animals that have complete contentment, complete inner peace with reality as it is, without a moment of chronic stress or boredom. These animals have nothing on us. We can rediscover the vibrancy and newness of life. And one of my favorite ways to do that is to not just pay attention to the stuff around us, but pay attention to the empty space around us, which has its own shape and form. And it is that space which actually allows for everything to exist. And in this space, we can also discover in this present moment how everything connects, how they are related to each other and interdependent on one another. And as we expand our consciousness to the space, the energy, the light between all the forms, a wisdom and understanding emerges. We begin to see how everything works as a whole, and we begin to understand how we can manipulate the universe around us by recognizing how everything fits together, and we can create that life we've always dreamt of. It just takes practicing presence in meditation and throughout the day, turning that certainty into curiosity and turning that cynicism into creativity. In meditation, when we tune out everything and we focus on something subtle like our breath, we raise our awareness and we expand to see subtlety again. And this is where the newness lies when life seems mundane. It is in the details we failed to notice. And we can make a habit of cherishing every little thing in our lives. And then when the big things happen, they will just seem like the icing on the cake. Whatever we just begrudgingly grind through, instead of escaping mentally and creating that negative story about it, we can use it as a vehicle towards this always new and exciting present moment. We may think that waiting an hour in line at the bank or the post office is a nightmare, is boring. But these are only thoughts. It is only a conditioned state of mind. And someone else who has spent days in a forest or has realized they mindlessly use their phone too much and decides to keep it in their pocket more and devote more time to self-reflection. To someone like that, an hour at the bank is a pleasant chance for reflection, meditation, introspection, and to discover what an hour at the bank is like. And it's not such a terrible thing as we make it out to be. It's just that we train our mind to believe it's bad and unbearable and beneath us and all of these fictions we create around it. When in reality, yes, they probably need to hire a few more tellers. But you know what? We can accept that too. Much love. You have been listening to Path to Peace with Todd Perlmutter. Being here and putting in this important and noble work is one of the greatest gifts you can give yourself and others. If you found this podcast even a little helpful, please make sure to leave a review so it can reach others who may be in need. And remember, the path to peace starts with a single step.